Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 23rd of July 2024. Essence. Sweet children, you have to return home on time. Therefore, increase the speed of your remembrance. Forget this land of sorrow and remember the land of peace and the land of happiness. Question. What deep secret should you tell people so that there is upheaval created in their intellects? Answer. Tell them the deep secret of each soul being a tiny point and having a part recorded in him forever, and how he continues to play his part. A soul never gets tired. No one can receive eternal liberation. When people see a lot of sorrow, they say that it would be better if they were to receive eternal liberation. However, imperishable souls cannot remain without playing their parts. On hearing this aspect, there will be upheaval in their intellects. Om Shanti. The Father explains to you, sweetest spiritual children. Here you are spiritual children. Every day the Father explains that poor people in this world truly do have a lot of sorrow. When there are floods, it is the poor who experience sorrow. Just look at what becomes of their belongings, etc. They feel sorrow about that. There is limitless sorrow. The wealthy have happiness, but that is for a temporary period. Even wealthy ones also fall ill. Many deaths take place too. Today so-and-so died. Today this happened. Today someone is a president, and tomorrow he would have to leave that position. They all surround him and remove him from his position. There is sorrow about that too. Baba has told you to make a list of the types of sorrow there are in this land of sorrow. You children know the land of happiness, whereas the world doesn't know anything. They cannot compare the land of sorrow with the land of happiness. The Father says, you know everything. They will believe that you really do tell the truth. Here some have huge houses, aeroplanes, etc., and they believe that the Iron Age will still continue for another 40,000 years. And that the Golden Age will come after that. They are in extreme darkness. You now have to bring them closer. There is little time left. There is a vast difference between them saying that it is hundreds of thousands of years and you proving that it is only 5,000 years. The cycle repeats after 5,000 years. The drama would not be hundreds of thousands of years. You understand that everything that happens, happens within 5,000 years. So here, in the land of sorrow, there are illnesses, etc. You can just write a few main things. There is no mention of sorrow in heaven. The Father explains, death is now just ahead. The same episode of the Gita is now taking place. The Golden Age will definitely be established at the Confluence Age. The Father says, I make you into the kings of kings. Therefore, he would definitely make you into the kings of the Golden Age. Baba explains everything very well. We are now going to the land of happiness. The Father has to take us. Only those who constantly remember me attain a high status. Baba continues to show you many methods for that. Increase your speed of remembrance. Everyone has to go to the Kumbh Mela on time. You too have to go on time. It isn't that you can arrive there sooner. No, it is not in your hands to go there sooner. It is fixed in the drama. All the praise is of the drama. There are so many types of insects, germs, etc. that cause sorrow. They don't exist in the Golden Age. You should think about the things that will exist there. You remember the Golden Age. The Father establishes the Golden Age. At the end, your intellects will have all of this knowledge in a nutshell. For instance, a seed is so small, whereas the tree is so big. Those are non-living things, whereas this is living. No one knows about this tree. They have made the duration of the cycle very long. It is Bharat that has a lot of happiness and Bharat that has a lot of sorrow. There are also more illnesses in Bharat. Here, people die like mosquitoes because their lifespans are short. There is so much difference between cleaners here and cleaners abroad. All the inventions come here from abroad. The very name of the Golden Age is Paradise. There, everyone is Sato Pradhan. You will have visions of everything. This is now the confluence age when the Father sits here and explains to you. He will continue to explain to you. He will continue to tell you new things. The Father says, "Day by day I tell you deep things." Previously, you didn't know that Baba was such a tiny point and that he has a whole part recorded in him forever. You have been continually playing your parts. If you were to tell someone this, his intellect would be in upheaval. What are you saying? Such a tiny point has such a big part recorded in him. And he continues to play it, and yet never gets tired. No one knows about this. You children now continue to understand that there is happiness for half a cycle and sorrow for half a cycle. When people see a lot of sorrow, they say, "It would be better for us to have eternal liberation than this." You would not say this when you are in happiness or in peace. Your intellects now have all of this knowledge, just as the Father has all the knowledge of the tree in him, because he is the seed. The model of the tree has been shown. You cannot show it in that very large form. All of this knowledge enters your intellects. So, you children should have broad and unlimited intellects. So much has to be explained to you. So-and-so comes again after such and such a period to play his part. This is such a great, huge drama. No one can watch the whole drama. It is impossible. Good things are seen in a divine vision. Ganesh, Hanuman belong to the path of devotion, but some people have that faith in them, and so they are unable to renounce them. You children now have to make effort. In order to attain a status, as you did in the previous cycle, you have to study. You know that each one has to take rebirth. You children now know how you have come down the ladder. Those who know this will begin to explain to others. You would have done the same in the previous cycle. You would have created museums like this and explained to the children in the previous cycle too. You continue to make effort and will continue to do so. It is fixed in the drama. Later there will be many places like this. There will be a school in every street and in every home. It is just a matter of imbibing this. Tell them, you have two fathers. Which one is greater? People call out to him, have mercy, give blessings. The father says, you will not receive anything by asking for it. I have shown you the path. I only come to show you the path. You have the whole tree in your intellects. The father continues to make so much effort. There is very little time left. I need serviceable children. I need a Gita Pashala in every home. You don't have to keep any other pictures, but simply write this outside. In terms of the pictures, just this badge is enough. It is this badge that will be useful to you in the end. It is a matter of just a signal. You know that the Unlimited Father will definitely create heaven. So it is only when you remember the Father that you will go to heaven. You understand that you are impure, and that it is only by having remembrance that you will become pure. There is no other way. Heaven is the pure world. If you want to become a master of heaven, you definitely have to become pure. How can those who are going to go to heaven choke in hell? This is why you are told, man above, remember the Unlimited Father, and your final thoughts will lead you to your destination. Those who are to go to heaven will not indulge in vice. Devotees do not indulge much in vice. Sannyasis will not ask you to become pure, because they themselves also carry out marriage ceremonies. They tell householders, you can indulge in vice once a month. They would not tell those who wish to remain celibate that they must not get married. Some people here have a pure marriage, but the next day the game is over. Maya has a great deal of attraction. It is at this time that you make effort to become pure. Then you have the reward. There is no kingdom of Ravan there. There are no criminal thoughts there. It is Ravan who makes you criminal. Shiv Baba makes you civil. You have to remember this too. When a class is conducted in every home, everyone will begin to explain. You have to create a Gita Pashala in every home and reform those in your home. Expansion will continue to take place in this way. Ordinary ones and poor ones are like equals. Eminent people feel embarrassed to come to these spiritual gatherings of ordinary people because they have heard that there is magic here and that you convert everyone into brothers and sisters. Oh, but that is good. There are so many complications in a household. they become so unhappy. This is a world of sorrow. There is limitless sorrow, and then there will be limitless happiness there. You should try to make a list. Make a list of 25 to 30 main types of sorrow. In order to receive the inheritance from the Unlimited Father, you have to make so much effort. The Father is explaining to us through this chariot. This Dada too is a student. Bodily beings are all students, and the teacher who is teaching you is bodiless. He makes you bodiless too. Therefore, the Father says, continue to renounce any consciousness of bodies. None of these buildings, etc., will remain. There, everything you receive will be new. At the end, you will have many visions. You know that there will be a lot of destruction abroad with atomic bombs, whereas here there will be rivers of blood. That takes time. Death here is very bad. This is an imperishable land. You can see on a map that Hindustan is just a tiny corner. According to the drama, things there don't have any effect here. Rivers of blood will flow here. They are now making preparations. It is possible that, at the end, they will even give bombs here on loan. However, they would not loan bombs that would destroy the world when you release them. They would give low-quality bombs. You wouldn't give others something that is useful to you. Destruction will take place as it did in the previous cycle. It is not anything new. Innumerable religions will be destroyed, and the one religion established. The land of Bharat is never destroyed. Some will remain. If everyone were to die, annihilation would take place. Day by day, your intellects are becoming broad and unlimited, and you will have a lot of regard. You don't have that much regard at present, and this is why so few of you pass. It doesn't enter your intellects that there will be so much punishment and that you will also come later on. When you fall, everything you have earned is lost, and you become uglier than ugly. You cannot then rise again. So many have gone, and so many are still to go. Each of you can understand for yourself what your condition would be if you were to leave your body now. This is something to be understood. The Father says, you children are the ones who establish peace. If you have peacelessness in you, your status would be destroyed. There is no need to cause sorrow for anyone. The Father speaks to everyone with so much love, saying, child, child, he is the Unlimited Father. He has the knowledge of the whole world, and this is why he explains it to you. There are so many types of sorrow in this world. You can write many things about sorrow. When you prove this, people will understand that this is absolutely accurate. No one except the Father can remove this limitless sorrow. If you have a list of the types of sorrow, something will sit in people's intellects. Otherwise, they listen to something and then forget it. For such people, it is remembered. What do sheep know of the celestial sounds of heaven? The father explains, "You children have to become beautiful. There shouldn't be any peacelessness or dirt. Those who spread peacelessness are body conscious. Stay far away from them. You mustn't even touch them." Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vadana 1. Just as the teacher who is teaching you is bodiless and doesn't have any consciousness of bodies, become bodiless in the same way. Continue to renounce any consciousness of bodies. Change your criminal eye and make it civil. 2. Make your intellect broad and unlimited. In order to be liberated from punishment, have regard for the father and the study. Never cause sorrow. Do not spread peacelessness. Blessing. May you be a master ocean of love who changes stone into water with the natural nature of your Brahmin life. People of the world say that love changes stone into water. In the same way, the natural nature of you Brahmins is to be master oceans of love. You have such a power of soul-conscious love and God's love that you can transform different natures. The ocean of love, with his eternal nature of being the embodiment of love, made you children belong to him. In the same way, you have to become master oceans of love and also give souls of the world true selfless spiritual love, so that their natures will then be transformed. Slogan: keep aware of your specialities and use them for service, and you will continue to fly in the flying stage. Om Shanti.